today Pastor Randy finishes the S Word series. Stewardship is not about money. Stewardship is trusting God to help us fight the good fight of faith by actively participating in the blessing of community as we offer our witness of Jesus. We now join Pastor Randy.
You ever found yourself in one of those situations where you were sinking, literally sinking underwater? I learned how to swim when I was 2, and I was always good in the water. I know, I'm a fairly sizable fella. One of the things I have going for me is flotation. So in Boy Scouts, I earned all of the aquatics merit badges, was a Boy Scout lifeguard, which is quite difficult to do, did the mile swim, the whole 9 yards. So when I went to Marine Corps recruit training on Parris Island, South Carolina, when it came time to do all of the aquatic stuff, I did very, very well. And if you don't know this, Marines have a whole bunch of water stuff we have to do. We have to jump off very high platforms, fully geared up, the whole 9 yards, you know, and brace ourselves to go into a water landing like we're falling off a ship kind of thing. And everybody has certain, there's one thing that we all have to do. You have to pass a certain part or you get kicked out kind of thing. But if you pass that, they keep taking you up and taking you up. So you get higher and higher certification. And so I was doing really, really well. And I was getting really high on my certifications. It was going really well. And we got to this one part. And it was almost to the highest certification you can get. And you had to, but they did them back to back, so there was no rest, right? So they just wanted to see you fall. It's fun. Maybe it wasn't fun for you. So many years later, it seems like it's fun. So you're fully geared up. There's no flotation device. You're wearing a Kevlar flak jacket. You're wearing a helmet. You have your M16. They use something else now. It was an M16 HM service rifle. And you've got to swim continuously. And you can't stop swimming. And you're in the deep end. And there are Marines around you with long poles. And they tell you, if you start to sink, we'll get you. Don't panic. Don't take off your armor. Don't do any of that. Just go. And we'll get to you eventually. So all of this, you know, here I am. I'm pretty good in water. But I tell you, you know, after 2 or 3 hours of this stuff, I was really fatigued. And the weight of the body armor and the wet clothes and the combat boots and the helmet and the M16. And I had just gotten to a place where I thought, okay, I'm going to sink now. And I sank. Sank to the bottom of a 15-foot pole, all the way at the bottom. And I'm looking up, and I'm going, please, God, somebody put that pole in the water so I don't drown right here today. And eventually I saw this, why do these guys always have those intimidating hats on, you know? And they're standing there looking at you. I could see a little glint in the man's eyes. He was enjoying it. Well, he stuck the pole, pulled me out. I got myself to the side. Was so thankful that somebody was there to save me, knowing I was going to go down. Today's scripture lesson is a familiar one, friends. I'm not sure how many new insights I might be able to offer you about Peter walking on water to Jesus, Peter sinking, Peter being rescued by Jesus. It's a familiar story, isn't it? Sometimes we overlook the subtle nuances of the story. So today I want to retell the familiar and point out some often overlooked things, especially as it concerns stewardship. Before we consider today's scripture lesson, I'd like to remind us of our membership vows, which have served as the backbone of our stewardship campaign. United Methodist vow to faithfully to participate in the church's ministries by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. And if you received your card in the mail this week, you can see all of those things on there. And if for some reason you didn't, we do have extra cards available, so let us know. We'll get one to you. Today we see Jesus embody all of our vows in the scripture lesson. And notice how before Jesus is present on the water, before Jesus gifts the disciples with courage, before Jesus serves by pulling Peter out of the water, before Jesus witnesses to his divinity and they proclaim a witness of what they've seen, Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up the mountainside by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. This passage begins with a sense of urgency. Jesus needed to escape the crowd because the crowd desired to force Jesus to be their kind of king. And though prayer was an ongoing state of Jesus' existence, this instant highlights for us the need for intentional prayer, the need to step back, the need to breathe. Jesus did it, and we're called to do it. Especially when the tyranny of the urgent tries to steal us away from our purpose. And that's what was happening to Jesus. So before he did anything else, he removed himself from what everybody else wanted of him, and he centered himself in with his Father, and he prayed. Jesus prayed, and so can we. Next, we see how Jesus is present. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, and it says, buffeted by the waves. Now, that word buffeted sounds awful sweet. The actual word here means to torment. That the waves and the wind were tormenting the boat. And this is out on the lake, either Lake Tiberias or the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were trying to reach their destination. They were present with one another in community, so they were serving as a support. And soon, Jesus is going to be present for them, and not the least bit too soon, because it's just dangerous out there on the waters. A voyage that shore to shore was maybe 4 to 5 miles in length, should have gone pretty quickly, was not at all that way. Normally the disciples would have completed this crossing, but the lake and the winds were tormenting them, and they were stuck in the middle of the lake and they could not get out. And when we think lake, we might think of something, you know, nice and easy going, but the way that the mountains surrounded the lake could create kind of hurricane force winds on this lake. So it was scary, scary, scary out there. And the story describes Jesus walking on water toward the boat during what's called the fourth watch of the night. Now, the fourth watch is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., and I don't know if you've ever been up at 3 a.m., but it's the darkest time of the night. So at the darkest time of the night, as the sea rages and the winds torment, the disciples see this figure of Jesus approaching the boat and walking on water. Y'all, if they weren't scared before, now they are terrified and confused. The disciples think maybe they are seeing a ghost that's approaching the boat. But it isn't a ghost, it's the flesh and blood Jesus showing up. It's Jesus being present with his community. And in his presence, Jesus offers a gift only God can give. Jesus said, "Take courage. I am. Don't be afraid." Jesus, who always knows our needs, comforts the disciples. He can see not only are they scared by the wind and the waves, they are scared at what they're looking at, this fellow walking on water to them. So Peter responds in faith. And I always appreciate this about Peter. Fellow's always putting his foot in his mouth. "Well, if it's you, Lord, tell me to come to you." Jesus said, "Come." Peter stands up. Peter steps out. And Peter starts faith walking to Jesus. And that's when we see Jesus' service. "But when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and he began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me!' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and he caught Peter. He said, 'A little faith, Why do you doubt? He stood up, he stepped out, he walked on water. He, like Jesus, was walking on the water by faith. Peter is doing the seemingly impossible, but in creeps doubt. Because doubt has a way of doing that, right? The word doubt here in the Greek, distazo, it suggests the idea of trying to go in two different directions at once. It's also used of serving two different masters. You can't serve two different masters. Peter has been pulled away by fear from the gift of courage that Jesus gave him to stand up, step out, and walk. So having lost his faith momentarily, Peter cries out for salvation, Kyrie Sozo! Lord, save me. And Jesus responds in service, saving the disciple from drowning. Peter's going under the water. Jesus grabs him and brings him back up. And he admonishes Peter and all the disciples when he gets him back on the boat. He says, oh, little faith. You ever say your child's name in a way, oh, Haley, oh, Maddie, oh, little faiths. Lastly, Jesus witnesses to his divinity, and the disciples give witness to their faith story. When they climbed in the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. In today's scripture lesson, we see Jesus perfectly model prayer and presence and gifts and service and witness. We also see Peter stand up, step out, and practice faith walking. Friends, here's what's a really important question for our soul to be asking today. Does Peter fail? Does Peter fail in his faith walk? Well, not in the beginning, right? But eventually, the man that Jesus nicknamed the Rock starts to sink like one in the water. And that is the point. See, in Jesus, we have the perfect model of stewardship. In Peter, and this is what's great news. In Peter, we have the reality. We have the reality of what it means to be a disciple who practices stewardship. That's why I say stewardship is not about money. So let's finish the big idea of this series by completing the stewardship sentence. Stewardship is the practice of faith walking. By trusting God to help us fight the good fight of faith, by actively participating in the blessing of community as we offer our witness of Jesus. Stewardship is the practice of faith walking. It's like when we practice patience. Who here prays for patience? Don't do that. Every time I pray for patience, it gets tested, right? The Lord's given us this to practice, the same as stewardship. When we intentionally pray and we are regularly present in worship and fellowship, we demonstrate our trust in God by faith walking. When we relationally commit to offering our financial gifts, we fight the good fight of faith by faith walking. When we actively participate in service, we bless the community that blesses us by faith walking. When we boldly witness and share our personal testimonies and our corporate stories of Jesus, we invite the world to Jesus' table, and we do it by faith walking. Sometimes we are going to sink in our practice of stewardship. Sometimes we are going to forget to pray. Sometimes we can't always be present in worship and fellowship. Sometimes we have unexpected expenses that cut into our giving. Sometimes we must cut our service short because of other commitments. Sometimes we just don't share our witness. When this happens, we will have a choice to make. Will we sink completely into the water? Or will we allow Jesus to help us back up? Listen. Whenever we accept Jesus' help, whenever we accept Jesus' help, we aren't sinking. We're succeeding. That's why Jesus is the master and we are the students. None of us ever graduate. So today we have the opportunity, friends. We have the opportunity to renew our vows, to stand up and step out and faith walk into 2023. And as we do, I want to encourage you that the perfect faith walk is one that's constantly looking up to Jesus. The perfect faith walk is one that's constantly looking up to Jesus for help. Because without his help, we will surely sink. Jesus calls us out upon the water. So take courage. If you start to sink a little, the great I am is going to be there, right there, pulling you back up. Are you ready to faith walk? And that's God's word, seriously considered, for the end of our stewardship series. All thanks and praise be to God, who gifts us with prayers, presents, gifts, service, and witness. Amen.
We are glad that you were able to join us today. We hope you found this podcast a blessing. If you would like to learn more about our mission here at Calvary, you can go to our website, calvaryunitedmethodist.org. If you would like to help support our ministries here at Calvary, you can go to our website, calvaryunitedmethodist.org/give, or mail your gift to Calvary United Methodist Church, 4700 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, PA, 17109. God bless.